So I'm Tom Sturdy. I'm here in the old building on the 10th of July 2015. The time is just on 5:15. Joining me now is
Eva Maria Asari.
And your date of birth, if you could.
September 26, 1980.
So to begin with, I'm just curious about what happened to you after LSE. So what have you done since your degree at LSE?
Well, I studied my master's degree here and I continued to work here as I was teaching here. And I started my PhD, but there was some changes, a kind of political crisis at home, which is in Estonia. And I was invited back for work. And that was when I moved back home. And so that's what I've been doing. I've been working mostly. Actually, right after I left LSE, I think that was one of the things what I thought I'd want to share here today was that I landed on my dream job right after when I get here. It was a difficult position at my country, but at the same time, it was a wonderful opportunity to start doing something that I had studied here and given me an opportunity to help my government. To evolve, we had some sort of, let's say, political unrest, which was a really difficult time, but at the same time very interesting, and gave me a really chance to use of what the of the all the opportunities that I had been offered here to use the back at home.
What was the job, if you don't know?
Yeah, sure. I joined, it was a state chancellery, so it's kind of a government office. So it's an office that advises the Prime Minister, and it was focusing on ethnic relations. I did my master's here on nationalism and ethnicity, so that was probably one of the reasons why I was invited back to cope up with the ethnic tension of what was going on back at home.
And are you still...
Well, as I said, it was a political office, I've moved on, because after that I joined an NGO where I worked again on ethnic relations, so it was more kind of an advice and consultative body working on with people with different nationalities. And actually now I train security officers in the area of nationalism, so I've kind of come back for a whole full circle of what I did here when I graduated. I did my master's and started teaching here. I do the same back at home.
And do you enjoy teaching?
I would say yes, and that's probably one of the reasons or one of the things that I think I picked up here was the way or kind of ethos of teaching of how my teachers would treat me here. So, of course, one thing is always exciting at LSE is that you get to meet your reading list. So of the people whom you become your friends in the end or your colleagues. And I think that has given me a good kind of self-confidence in of how I inform my students. And it is something that I enjoy, and this is something of getting also of positive feedback in terms of organizing things in my classes, which I really picked up here.
Speaking of teaching at LSE and learning at LSE, what do you remember about student life in terms of the teaching and the sort of classrooms and classes that you took?
Well, I think when you move, for me it was a very big change to move here. It was kind of start of my independence. It was the first place where I lived away from my parents, and that's where my actually first independent home was, and that's why London holds a special place in my heart. And for student life, I think we had, we were all here, people from all different parts of the world, and I think that creates a very strong bond. So the people also in my kind of my class, but also people from my year, so put it this way, I think it creates a very strong bond of because we're all here from different parts of the world and trying to find ourselves and also make our way about London. Which I think at LSE, it gives you so many different opportunities. It's just for you to make use of it. So there are also, I think, first of all, of course, you're a bit confused and you don't know, find your way around. But today, walking around in the old places and to see how they have changed and some things have remained the same, I think has been very exciting.
And are there any lecturers that you particularly remember?
Well, for me, I think it was very special was to meet Professor Smith. So Professor Anthony Smith, who for me was someone from whom I'd read and whose, let's say, philosophical and theoretical approach that I learned at school someday, and when I learned here and I came here, he had already retired by that time, but I was given another opportunity that LSE really has, are different kinds of associations and societies. And for me, working at the Association for Studies of Ethnicity and Nationalism with Professor Smith was very rewarding.
So student life still, in terms of the social aspect of it, were you involved with any societies? What did you do in your spare time?
For spare time, well, my reading list was about 500 pages a week, so that gives you... but, of course, there was some spare time as well. We probably would be at the, what would be the George or the Three Tuns, which now I understand has moved from its original location, and lots of fond memories obviously there. Lots of sleepless nights studying at, I think they started reintroduced opening the library for 24 hours, which I thought always was not very useful because it puts you extra stress on you because then you know that you have to keep on and doing it forever. But there were times, I have to admit, I did go, you know, at 2 in the morning, you go and I want to find and read that, take that particular text. I did that, so...
So you mentioned the Three Tuns. Do you have any particular memories of that?
Well, I think it was, well, mostly, I think when we went, it changed. When one part is when you're a student and had very fond, let's say, funny, every week had weekly gatherings, for instance, with our class. And I remember one thing which really changed after my year when I started teaching here and I started meeting my own students there. So I think that was a very big change for me, because that really was not, you know, you'd really start monitoring on how you do and what you, let's say, how long you stay there and what you do. That was a big change for me, I thought.
How did you find the transition from being a student to being a member of academic staff, really?
I think because I had, as I said, I had studied, I had joined the research association before that, it came rather naturally because that was expected of us. And because also our group for studying of nationalism, we also had, let's say, weekly gatherings and seminars which encouraged that. And as I said, it gives you a really... let's say when you become a teaching staff and from your supervisors whom you work with was also a very rewarding experience of how they treat you differently, in the sense that you are no longer a student but they treat you as a peer, which I think was also very remarkable. It's not something that you can expect of everyone, but I think at LSE, as the whole way of how the school has traditionally evolved and the basic principles of the school, I think that's that was what I really noticed.
And how has campus evolved over your time at LSE?
Well, I think that the first time was it's 11 years. I mean, back when I was just coming here, I was thinking of my first time when I got on campus. So that was 11 years ago with my family. We were looking for a place to live for me. And so we arrived here at Howden Street, and I think the first thing what we stopped by was a rights bar. And today, of course, I went there as well, and it has become a bit more modern, because 10 years ago it was a bit more on the dodgy end, but very homey, let's put it this way. There was this, I don't know if that couple is still a family who were running it, but if they're still, I mean, I didn't have time to walk in. I might walk in now. And when I walked in, they were more of kind of this Italian family type of, I don't know if they're Italian, but that was when they were arguing and they were ordering something and he said, oh, you're doing this wrong and why didn't you bring, but he ordered cheese sandwich or giving him ham or something like that. And it felt home, because I was like looking at this big school and I was like, how am I going to get by here on my own? But and I think that was the first, it was the, every time that I was, that was the place where I got my tea, still the dodgy one maybe, but it was, that made me feel home, because the whole school seemed really big at the time.
And what about the sights and sounds of the campus? Are there any particularly that stand out in your memory?
Well, for me, because of the office where our association was based, the research association was at the Connaught House, so we're linked to the old building. So I think it always was the old building and the, let's say, the creaky floors and stairs, which I think was what made me feel more home. And also all those little staircases, corridors, and places, or what, how you can walk around the whole campus without actually going outside, which I think is something you think, oh my god, it's going to take me long, but when it's cold and outside, so I remember, yeah, you can really do walk within the campus and find beautiful places. And I think those little meeting rooms which are up and on the sixth floor, where we have beautiful views, I mean, like really up, which is something where as a student you don't really get to see, but as a staff and working here and organizing meetings and doing play is really really remarkable, because I think there's a little corners, hidden corners that you don't really find here or are not open to as a student.
Is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
Well, probably not. I think one thing maybe is what is the of the value of every university, but especially at LSE, I think are the contacts and the network that you develop with your peers, the people when you spread and go back to your home countries or wherever you start to work. And today when I was talking to other people from my class, is that that bond stays for a lifetime, and I think it's a very valuable thing.
Do you keep in touch with a lot of your classmates still?
I think we had a core group of 5-4 people who couldn't get the book from the library, so we used to share that. So it's kind of a survival group, you know, or used to read things and then share the notes. So I think, yeah, that's the battlefield we on together, and that bond stays forever.
Fantastic.
Hayley,
is there anything else you wanted to ask?
No? Yeah. Of course, it's long and
you've covered lots of nice areas.
Yeah.
If you do want to get in touch with us with any